very blessed Friday morning to all. Happy Friday. Thank you for joining me on WWDB with Morning Light. This is Scott Borsky. I hope everyone had a week filled with advancements of your dreams, goals, and aspirations. It is an honor to join with you in prayer, but don't forget that there are those that have come before us that help us in our goals and our prayers and our aspirations. There are those who have come before us that we stand on their shoulders. They are certainly our angels. Please join this morning with Alabama with their beautiful Angels Among Us.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Now mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there. And I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayer. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours, to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger, to lend a helping hand. A phone call from a friend, just to say I understand. But ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours, to show us how to live, teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places, to grace us with their mercies in our time of need. Everybody sing the song. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours, to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. They come to you and me in our darkest hour, to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love, to guide us with the light of love. Y'all, so
Thomas.
If you ever think that God can't do something for us, it's too big, our prayers are too big, our needs or wants are too big, you don't realize how big our God really, really is. Please join with Cain on their Yes, He Can.
Sometimes I wonder, is he faithful? Does he see me in my trouble? Does he understand? Sometimes I question if he's able. Can he rescue? Can he save me again and again? But when I look back, did he move every mountain? Did he part every sea? Yes, he did. So yes, he can. Oh, did he defeat the darkness? Did he deliver me? Yes, he did. So yes, he can. Oh, yes, he did. So yes, he can. 'Cause sometimes those voices try to tell me I'm forgotten and I'm falling too far from his hands. But I know what kind of God he is, and I'm trusting in his promises. I'm believing and I'm singing, yes, he can.
If you're ever feeling a little bit lonely, please acknowledge that God is our friend. We should wake up in the morning and instead of going onto Facebook seeing what our friends are doing on Facebook, we should pray to God and see what God is doing today, what God wants from us on a daily basis to further our mission and our purpose. Always hold on to the promises of God. Please join with Lauren Daigle on her beautiful Hold On to Me.
When the best of me is barely breathing, when I'm not somebody I believe in, hold on to me. When I miss the light, the night is stolen, when I'm slamming on the doors you've opened, hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on to me when it's too dark to see you, when I am sure start to break in desperation underneath the weight of expectation. Hold on to me. Hold on to me. I know nobody loves me better. Hold on to me. Hold on to me. Yeah. Oh, all you gotta do is hold on. Yes, hold on. 'Cause there is hope for the world. There is hope for
So we made it through the first week of June, and what a beautiful week it has been. Please know that God is never far from us. God is always with us. There's a wonderful term in Hebrew called Emmanuel. Every city has a church named Temple or Congregation Emmanuel or a synagogue, Temple Emmanuel. That means God is with us. God is never, never far away. Please join with Tasha Layton on her beautiful Never.
When this broken world is breaking me down, when my tears and knees both fall to the ground, when my questions make me doubt you more than ever, you remind me that your answer's always never. Never forgotten, never forsaken, never. Yeah.
in this first week of June on this wonderful Friday. Hold on to all of the dreams that God puts in our heart each and every morning. We always need to live in the image of God and hold on to those promises so we can make the lives better for us, our family, and all those in our circle of love and our circle of life. Join with Katie Nicole on her Hold On. We may be as numerous as the stars in the sky, but God knows each and every one of us. God has known us even before we were born. We were created to live in God's image, and God certainly knows our name. Please join with Francesca Battistelli on her beautiful He Knows My Name.
Today in a conversation in the mirror, face
this Friday. It's a new day going into the week. And don't forget, the weekend is not a rest time from prayer. Each and every day is a new opportunity to pray to God. We should always be in a constant, continual state of prayer to God. So we are in a relationship just like a friend. And don't we all want a God that we can speak to? Of course, the answer is yes. So join with Danny Gokey on this beautiful Friday with his new day.
Wake up and breathe in deeper than yesterday. Take on the morning like your soul's been remade. Roll down. This is a new day. Everything bursting with hope, coming alive. This moment, you got a freedom. No looking back anymore. Open your eyes, it's coming. This is a new day. The old is gone away. The old is gone away. This is a new day. Don't let it slip away. Don't let it slip away. This is a new day. Everything bursting with hope, coming alive. This moment, you got a freedom. No looking back anymore. Open your eyes, it's coming. This is a new day. The old is gone away. The old is gone away. This is a new day. Don't let it slip away. Don't let it slip away. Single day. Love has to give up on you. Love has to give up on you. Love, yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Hey. New day. This is a new.
Wake up in the morning and open your eyes and automatically say, thank you, God, for waking me up. This is the day the Lord has made. You should make that a habit. This is a challenge to you. Wake up in the morning and just right away say, thank you, God, for allowing me, the million parts of my body to work together so I can go out and bring blessings into others. Please join with Marshall Hall with his thanks.
Thanks, I give you thanks for all you do.
for the strength you give. Simply carry on through life's toils and tests, the worst and best. You've never left me alone. You're always right beside me, and you hear me when I pray. And since I first began, you've been my dearest friend. I give you all the praise. Hey, thanks,
thanks.
I give you thanks for all. Thanks for this moment, and I will continually, for each day I live, your praise to give. I'm blessed abundantly. I can't forget that moment when in my life you made such change. And since the Spirit came, I've not been the same. I just want to give you thanks. Sing it with me, church, now. Thanks,
thanks,
thanks.
I give you thanks for
Even if we feel a little bit in the valley in one of the many essences of our lives, whether it be financially or physically, emotionally, spiritually, we know that God makes the way. God lights the steps that we take, and God knows where to bring us, through what door and down what hallways. God is indeed, as Michael W. Smith sings, our waymaker.
Working in this place, I worship you, I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker,
you are.
never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working.
I wanted to remind you that this coming Sunday here in South Jersey, my organization called Synagogue Without Walls is celebrating Shavuot. That is the holiday that Moses went up on Mount Sinai to bring down the Ten Commandments given by God and the Torah. That's the five books of Moses, the Jewish Bible. Please join me, whatever religion, whatever age, whatever culture, tradition, in South Jersey, contact me. I'm very easy to find. The easiest on Facebook. I'm always posting the events, and you could find the event for Sunday, the information, or just Google me. All my information is online, multiple, easy to find times that you can join us with our ice cream party. Doesn't matter your age, to celebrate that the land of Israel flows with milk and honey. That's why we eat ice cream and cheesecake and cheese balances on Shavuot. Always a highlight of the year to bring us brighter days after brighter days. Join with Blessing Offer on his brighter days.
I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Ashes fall from burning dreams. Oh, never live through times like these. Oh, if you're trying hard to breathe in the dark, I know there's gonna be some brighter days.
Yes, sir.
I swear that love will find you. Some brighter days.
swear that love will find you in your pain.
I feel it in me like the beating of life.
During the summer, when we have a little bit more time to think, never compare yourself to others. An actor, an actress, an athlete, a singer, God gives them what they need, and God gives us what we need. If God gave us what we aren't supposed to be for our mission and our purpose, we wouldn't know what to do with them. God loves us just the way we are. Please join with For King and Country and the wonderful Jordan Sparks with Love Me Like I Am.
I am a little unstable. Loose wires always getting tangled now. I am a little bit difficult. I can be a little self-critical now. And ooh, I am a little unable to put all my cards on the table now. But somehow you're still with me. It's amazing that you care. Love me like I am. And even when I can't, you still love me as I am. Oh, I don't know how you do it, and I know I put you through it. Yeah, it's amazing that you care. Love me like I, love me like I am. Oh, you love me like I am.
Help me welcome to the stage, Jordan Sparks.
I am a little uneven, in need of a little more healing now. Yes, I am.
Oh, and I feel a little unfixable, but you're nothing short of a miracle now.
But somehow you're still with me.
It's amazing that you care. It's amazing that you care. Love me like I, love me like I.
Truth sink deep into our souls. I'm gonna sing You Love Me, you sing M, just like this. Here we go.
You love me like that.
You got more in you. Come on, San Diego.
You love me like that.
All the ladies with Jordan, sing it out.
You love me like that.
And the fellas with Luke, come on, what you got, Luke?
Cause you love me like that.
Still love me as I am. Oh,
don't know how you do it.
It's amazing that you can love me like I love me like I am.
So it is Friday morning, but you don't have to listen on Friday morning if you don't have the opportunity. Please go to the podcast 24/7 at WWDBAM.com so you can listen on any smart device anytime you have the need for faith, for love, and for all the goodness of God. And you can always say, Good Morning Mercy. Join with Jason Crabb on his Good Morning Mercy.
I mean, like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace. I
so important to be in a continual state of gratitude towards God's gifts to us. It's always important that 24/7 we are in a state of prayer. And prayer is just, my friends, a fancy word that means a conversation with God, just like you would talk to your friend. And after all, don't we want a God that we can speak to as we speak to our friend? And the answer, of course, is yes. Join with Chris Tomlin on his Thank You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things, like me and her on a porch swing, the summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings, if I still got breath in these lungs.
then that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. Waking up today, yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord.
Times for lighting the way in the dark times, for pulling me in, for giving again the times that I took it too far. I gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble, and although I change you stay the same, and I don't say thank you enough. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. Waking up today, yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord.
I just wanna say thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Raise up, eyes closed, one thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Eyes closed, one thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor.
And if you've been out this morning, do you hear the children laughing? Do you hear the dogs barking, the cats meowing, the wind through the trees? Just the beauty of nature. And if you do that, how can you not see what is so good in our world that God gives us as a blessing each and every day? If you go outside and just open your mind, open your heart, as Leanna Crawford sings, how can you not see God?
I see the sunrise in the morning and a million stars at night. I hear the birds, they can't stop singing hallelujah. I see his goodness when I fall down and his grace that picks me up. Every day I can't stop singing hallelujah. How can you not see God in every little thing, in every little moment? How can you not feel loved? How can you not? How can you not? 'Cause he's in the middle of every little thing and every little moment. How can you not see God? How can you not? How can you not? I see the sunset and I wonder if he paints it just for me. Nobody else could make a world so beautiful. How could I question his love when it's everywhere I go? Wherever I look, I find another miracle.
And on that, have a beautiful weekend, everyone. As a reminder, each and every Sunday morning on this station at 7:30 is Inspiration in Religion, a dialogue of love for God. Please join me on Sunday mornings at 7:30. And on that, as we always close with, pray more, worry less.